I want to greet you this morning in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I believe you deem this a grand privilege to come before the Lord. We continue running the race. As we follow our dear pastor, so that where he is, we also will be. Before we came in,
Satapinda,
Pastor Masudi prayed.
Pastor Masudi wanamata.
He said, "We know, Lord, what you have done among us. But we know after Moses, there was Joshua to continue. After Elijah, we know Elisha continued with it. And today, after our Elijah is gone, here we are, the bride of Jesus Christ. And after our pastor is gone, here we are, his church, to continue the same way
he went.
Let's not lose hope. Let's remember this is part of what must happen among us. And continue holding on. Amen. I want to thank the Lord for this opportunity to stand to minister to you this morning. And I want to recognize the servants of the Lord up here. Pastor Masudi.
Brother Mjiri.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Brother Mjiri should have been the last minister to be ordained.
I'm not sure, but
he's not the last. Okay, fine. Second last. That's okay. We see a man at work. All the way up to the time he left. I believe it's an honor to die at your post of duty.
Kufa.
Amen. Shall we bow our heads before we read the word? Gracious Heavenly Father, this morning we want to thank and give honor and praise to your holy name, that we are gathered once again at your feet, Heavenly Father, to be able to listen from Almighty God speaking words of salvation, words of comfort, words of consolation, words of encouragement, as you see fit, Lord. We realize the man we are gathered here for, through whom, as he was ministering, some of us believed and we are gathered here. Gracious Lord, we want to thank you for a life that has left a legacy, a witness and a testimony that a Christian life can be lived on this earth. Gracious Lord, bless now our gathering this morning. May you grant utterance as we stand in the gap to speak the words that will help your church run this race until the day we receive that crown. Heavenly Father, wherever there are weaknesses, thou art our Jehovah El Shaddai. Where we are weak, you are our strength. May you continue to be with us, fighting our battles. We know during such a time, when things seem to be so dim, when there seems to be everything against us and all odds against us, Lord, we know you are closest to us at such a time. Be with us now as we enter the ministration of the word. May you give us the inner ear that will hear. May you give us a life that will respond to the word and get the transformation that the word will impart upon our lives. Be with us even as we read the word. May you bring it and quicken it to life. For the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. Heavenly Father, anoint the preacher, anoint the congregation, anoint even the interpreter. May we all be in the same spirit, the spirit that brought the message of the hour. May you speak to us at the end of the day, at the end of the service. We want to be able to say like the two who were going to Emmaus, did not our hearts burn as he spoke to us? Be with us, Lord, from start to finish. For your glory, I pray, in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Genesis 1.
Genesis 1.
I had been thinking about taking a sermon, the resurrection chain. But for some strange reason, I kept coming to what I want to background, the Lord permitting, this morning. I understand we have been sitting for a bit of time. I will try to be reasonable. So help me to be reasonable.
Amen.
There is one thing I must mention before I get into my message. I love my church. But I want to say to you, I love each one of you. I have not been seeing much of you. As often as I should have. But I will try this time.
Amen.
Pray for me. Amen. Genesis 1.
Genesis 1.
So if nobody loves you, the man standing before you loves you. Amen. John 1 verse 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
John 1.
John 1:1-4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men.
Pakutanga shoko rakanga riripo, shoko rakanga riri kuna mwari, shoko rakanga riri mwari. Ireri pakutanga rakanga riri kuna mwari, zvinhu zvose zvakaitwa naye. Kunze kwake hakuna kuitwa kana chinhu chimwe. Upenyu waive maari, upenyu waive chiedza chevanhu.
Ephesians 1.
Tine kunava Ephesians 1.
Verse 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according to as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love.
Ngavongwe mwari na baba washe wedu Jesu Kristu. Iye wakati ropa fadza na kuropa fadza kose kumwea kudenga muna Kristu. Sezva akati sanangura maari nyika isati ya vambuga. Kutitiko wavachene wasine mosha pamberi pake murudo.
May the Lord bless the reading of His word as we take our seats.
Shakomborene kuzengwe shokora avochi gara edu pasi.
Maybe a bit of Sunday school, if the Lord permits it, by way of backgrounding.
Tingada kuita chakaita kunge chidzidzo che Sunday school tichiumba neyo.
We want to look at from eternity back to eternity.
Tiri kuda kutarisa kubva muzienda na kuenda kwakudzokerazve kuzienda na kuenda.
I believe as saints we are aware this morning that our pastor is in eternity. He is no longer a creature of time. He is not late.
He
is not too early for any program. He is a creature of eternity. I want to read Isaiah 55 as we get started.
Isaiah 55,
verse 11.
verse 11.
And I believe, in a way, as we follow this, the Lord, in one way or another, will comfort us. It was a blessing when Pastor Masudi was speaking and the chaplain was speaking. And Friday was a blessing too. You know, sometimes when these people speak, though denominational, sometimes they pick the inspiration at the pulpit. And start talking like message believers. And you can't help but say amen because it's the word. Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it.
Ndizvo zvichaita shoko rangu. Rinobuda mumuromo mangu. Haringadzokeri kwandiri risina, asi richaita izvo zvandinoda, richaendeka pane zvandakaritumira.
Amen. With a series of from eternity back to eternity, I just want to take this part as a backgrounding.
Maridzo dzinoti kubva muzienda nakuenda kudzokera muzienda nakuenda. Ndodangotora chikamu ichi chekuisa nheyo.
In Genesis, it's Moses writing.
Muna Genesis.
I think if I illustrate it by asking three brothers to come up, it will help quicken the process.
Just
three volunteering brothers. The qualification is that just that you are a brother. Just come. There won't be a quiz or questions to answer. Yes. Thank you for coming. We want to look at this side as eternity. Let's take from the edge of this pulpit. This way. That's eternity. And from there, we move into time. And we move on with time. All the way. Just move a bit closer. Yeah. Up to here. And where we are, this is the end time where we have this brother. What's your name? Brother Kuda, we'll give you a new name.
Okay.
So, with this scenario set up, we hear Moses.
Moses.
That's his new name.
Brother, what is Moses?
And in John 1, we hear John.
John 1, John.
That's his new name. And we see another man in a vision. Called Paul. These three men are prophets of God. I would want to ask for another one. Can I volunteer for you? And I think it's proper that he has a special kind of sight. Yes, that's fine. So maybe spread out a little bit. Just. Right. Let's start with Brother Moses.
Titangina Brother Moses.
God comes to Moses and he is inspiring him. And he is showing him what happened before he came on the earth. And he looks back. Right. The prophet Moses is looking back towards eternity. And this prophet says, in the beginning, And what he calls the beginning, let's take it as this part of the pulpit.
Pari kuti iye ndo pane kutanga ngatiti inde panapa panotangira pulpit.
He says something he sees from God.
Otaura chinhu chaari kuona kubva kuna Mwari.
And we see later on in life,
gare gare mupenyu,
as time went on,
nekufamba kwenguva,
hundreds of years passed by in between these two prophets. We see John coming on the scene. And he also sees back to the beginning. He sees beyond Moses.
He sees
beyond the time Moses is describing.
Ona kudarika nguva yataurwa na Moses.
He comes to another time,
osvika pane imwe nguva,
which he calls also the beginning.
Iye John ndonguvayo ndoya akutiwo ndo mavambo.
Now let's bear in mind that when you say something that God has shown you, you can only say what God shows.
Regai tiziye futi kuti kana uchitaura chinhu chauri kupuwa naMwari unongotaura zvawaratidzwa.
So be faithful with the things that God has revealed to you.
Iwewe tendeka nezvinhu zvawakazarurirwa naMwari.
So John says in the beginning.
John unobva ati pakutanga.
And he is referring to this time.
Iye ari kutaura nguva iri pano apa.
And after John,
sure kwa John,
we see another man.
Tikuona mumwe murume.
Just spread out. We see another man.
Tikuona mumwe murume.
He is also looking back.
Ari kutarisawo kumasure.
This man is called Paul.
Murume uyu anonzi Paul.
He happens to be the apostle to us, the Gentiles.
Anova iye muapostora kwatiri marudzi ekunze.
He is the teacher, the light to us Gentiles.
Ndiye mudzidzisi, ndiye chiedza kumarudzi ekunze.
He looks back.
Otarisa.
Beyond John's time.
Odarika
nguva yaJohn, odarika
nguva yaMoses.
Beyond the time Moses and John saw their beginnings.
Odarika nguva dzinonzi naMoses naJohn ndomavambo.
And he talks about what God did in himself before the foundation of the world.
Omva ataura Mwari zvaakaita maari nyika isati yavambwa.
And Paul says this is God.
Paul omva ati uyu ndiye Mwari uyu.
Making a choice of us.
He is
making us what he has desired.
And
he is God. So we find Moses says, in the beginning, God created.
This
prophet sees God.
In
the beginning. John moves a little further back.
John ofamba kudzokera kumasure.
And he says, in the beginning,
oti pakutanga,
was the word.
Panga pane shoko.
The word was with God.
Shoko ranga rina Mwari.
So still John sees God again like Moses saw God.
Saka zvakadaro John achiri kuona Mwari sekaonero kwangoitwa Mwari na Moses.
And then we see Paul coming later on.
Paul achiuya.
And he also talks about God choosing and making choices of something from within himself.
Paulo otaura pamusoro paMwari achisarudza, achiita sarudzo kubva paari.
All these first three prophets,
ava profita vatatu vekutanga,
are seeing God.
Vari kuona Mwari.
We are together.
Tiri tose handiti.
They are all seeing God.
Vese vari kuona Mwari.
In the beginning, God. In the beginning, the word, which was God. In the beginning, God chose us.
Pakutanga,
God, God, God.
Mwari, Mwari, Mwari.
Right. So let's move. Let's move now. Just keep watching.
You are
looking to the beginning.
Makatarisa kumavambo enyu.
Don't betray your beginning, eh?
Musa.
Right. Exposition of the seven churches. He says, watch carefully now and see this. I will try not to speak much. I will try to read what the prophet says so that we get to a point where I think from there we can pick it later on.
Ndichaedza kurega kutaurisa kuitira kuti ndisvike pachinano chekuti tasvika ipapo tinogona kuzosumudzira.
The prophet tells us before there was ever a speck of dust.
Before
God God was God.
Mwari, asati a Mwari.
Before he was that God that Paul is talking about,
asati
that John is talking about, that
Paulo,
Moses is talking about,
John,
before
Moses.
God was God.
Mwari asati a Mwari.
Now this is the man with a special way of looking at things. He is unique. He sees in a very, very clear manner. Now if you watch it, this man, Moses, in terms of time, he is very close to the time these things were happening that he is referring to as the beginning. And remember, when he is talking about what's taking place, it's not taking place at the time he's writing it.
Rangarira.
It had happened and had been finished already before he was even born.
Zvikatopera iye asati azvarwa.
That's what a prophet does. He doesn't have to be there.
Profita hafangi kunga aripo.
He receives that revelation from God.
Anogamuchira chizaruro kubva kuna Mwari.
And brother, sister, we are students of the prophet. As much as our prophets receive revelation from God, we too receive revelations from what God has revealed to them. That's why no matter what happens, as long as this word is there, don't deviate to the left nor to the right. Stick by it. Sages who have received their reward before the Lord were credited that way because of one reason. Sticking to the word of
the hour.
So no matter what happens, never leave the word. So we see Moses writing about things that happened before he was there.
Moses,
before he was born. But that's what God revealed to him. John writes about what God revealed to him. Paul writes about what God revealed to him. Now each one of them have their level of revelation. A bit to ministers. A little bit now to ministers. Your brother
Moses
is equally a minister of the Lord. But he may not see as much as you see. But he remains a servant of the Lord. Keep your circle big enough to include brother Moses. Don't start getting the anointing and you get so excited and you jump in the pulpit and you say there are some men who claim to be ministers, but they are blind. They don't see what I see. Paul says they don't see what I see. But the last man, despite these three men having different beginnings, the last man says, I will draw my circle big enough to include all of them. We grow in the Lord at different times and different rates.
uye nekumhanya kwakasiyana.
He is convinced, that's the beginning.
Uyu ari kutovimbika nekutendeseka kuti apa ndopane mavamba apa.
And God says amen.
Mwari ombati amen.
And he accepts him on the basis of that.
Omba amugamuchira maringe nezvaona izvozvo.
The same applies to John.
Ndozvimwe
zvekuna John. The same applies to Paul.
Ndozvimwe zvekuna Paul.
God accepts all the three men at their levels of revelation.
Mwari ogamuchira varume vatatu ava vari pazviyero zvavo zvezvizaruro.
To whom much is given.
Kune uyo akapowa zvakawanda.
It's increasing.
Much is
expected.
Zvakawandawo zviri kutarisirwa.
So when we come to the end,
patinosvika kumagumo kuno,
where we identify with this man,
patinosvika tichibatanidzwa nemunhu uyu,
there is a lot more.
Pane zvakawanda.
Beyond Moses.
Zviri seri kwa Moses.
Beyond John.
Seri kwa John.
Beyond Paul.
Seri kwa Paulo.
So the much we have,
saka zvakawanda zvatinazvo
kuno, from the Lord.
Kubva
kunacho. We are expected to live up to that much that God has given us. Tiri kutarisirwa
kuti tirarame tiri pachiyero chezvakawanda izvozvo zvatakapuwa naMwari.
May God help us.
Ishe vatibatsire.
Sorry to keep you standing.
Mondregerama.
You forgive me?
Mondregerand.
Fine. Let's go on.
Tifambire mberi.
We are laying a background.
Tirongoisa nheyo chete.
I would want us to just get that background and then I'll close.
Ndirangoti tingobata nheyo tomatatopfiga.
I said I promised to try and come a bit more this time.
Ndambovimbisa kuti ndichaedza kuramba nichiuya.
The last man sees God.
Munhu wokupedzisira anoona Mwari.
Before he was God.
Mwari asati aMwari.
God is an object of adoration and no one was there to worship him.
Mwari chinhu chiri papo kuti chirumbidzwe asi hapana aigona kumushumira panguva iyoyo.
So he was at that time only potentially God.
Saka panguva iyoyo hongu zvanga zviri mavari zvekukwanisa kuva Mwari.
Yeah. Padudzirwa. Achaizvo. I like that. It was within him.
Zvanga zviri mavari
to be God.
Kuti vakwanise kuva Mwari.
But he was not yet.
Asi vanga vachigere.
Because that's an object of worship and there was nothing to worship him.
Nekuti vanofanga kuva vachinamata kwasi hapana chekuvanamata.
And he was known only as eternal spirit.
Uye vanga vachizikanwa sekunzi mweya wezienda nakuenda.
Now let's travel together, church.
Tifambe tese kereke.
Back to eternity.
Tidzokere muzienda nakuenda.
We want to take that journey together.
Tuda kuti tifambe rwendo urwu tiri tese.
He says,
vanoti,
the bride,
mwenga,
I believe we are,
ndodavira kuti tiri,
was already in his mind.
Wanga uchitova mufungwa make.
Yes, she was.
Hongu, wanga uri.
Before God was God.
Mwari achigere kuva Mwari.
How far do we go backwards into eternity?
Tinodzokera nhano dzakawanda seiko kupinda muzienda nakuenda.
I don't know how far we go.
Handizive.
But we keep going.
Asi tinoramba tichienda.
Up as far as before God was God.
Kusvikira tasvika kwekuti Mwari anga achigere kuva Mwari.
And at that time,
panguva iyoyo,
he had in his mind,
anga ainazvo mufungwa make,
his wife,
mudzimai wake,
his bride,
mwenga wake,
was already there.
Wanga uchitoko.
Before there was anything created.
Pasati pane chinhu chakasikwa.
She was existing in his thoughts.
Mwenga wanga uchirarama mufungwa dzake.
Let's bring it down.
Ngatizvidzasei.
Sorry, brothers. Let's bring it down.
Tizvidzakise.
A young man wants to get married.
Mujaya ari kuda kuroora.
Speaking around for a bride to marry.
Ari kutarisa tarisa achitsvaga mwenga.
He sees different sorts of young ladies.
Oona mhando dzakasiyana
dzevasikana
vakareba,
stout, slim.
Vamwe vakatetepa, vamwe vakati simbei.
Dark, light and complexion.
Vamwe vakatsvuka, vamwe vatema.
Different ones.
Vangosiyana siyana.
For some reason,
nechimwe chikonzero,
the young man keeps moving on.
Mujaya uyu ari kuramba achifambira mberi.
In search of a wife to marry.
Achitsvaga mudzimai wokuroora.
But these that he is passing are beautiful.
Maybe
tall enough. Maybe brown enough. Maybe they do their hairstyles the best way.
That can be done.
Dresses very well, behaves very well. But the young man keeps moving on past them. What are you looking for? A bride. But all these are potentially bridesmaids. Don't you think God can pick one for you here?
He
is not satisfied. He keeps going. Until one day, when he sees somebody not that beautiful, not that tall, not that attractive in terms of the outward appearance, but inside him, his heart beats. Something must be here. Taking place. Each time he looks at the girl, his heart responds. Until he gathers all the guts at some point, whether she accepts or rejects, but I'm going to propose now. I can't continue living in this torment.
And
then he proposes. What made him make that particular choice? Within him,
Maari,
there is something that desires exactly that kind of a wife.
Mando yomudzimai iye yuzhuzhu.
I will tell you, as we are seated
today,
there are some brothers whose concept and conception of a wife is somebody that's short, full stop. So any tall person, whether beautiful or ugly or whatever it is not a wife.
No kudaro pakazongoita areba, zvisine kwakanaka sei kwaari hazviti.
If you are light skinned,
kanavari vatsvuku,
for some,
kune vamwe,
they will say no.
Vanotokudza kuti mutsvuku hazvibviri.
That's not a wife.
Handidi haasi mudzimai.
Their conception, what's within them,
chiri mavari,
is a wife must look dark.
Ndechekuti mudzimai ari pakuva akasviba.
So you have a conception,
nokudaro une mufungiro, une muono,
of what you want,
wezvaunoda iwe.
And when that thing passes by, inside you,
Mauri,
something says,
chirimo chinoti,
that's a deep calling. And the deep in me has answered to it. And that's exactly what has happened with all of us. We were looking for something to follow in our manner of worship. We could not exactly tell what it was. We went to the Methodists.
Methodist.
We said, it's not so. We went to the Baptists,
Baptist.
Presbyterian,
Presbyterian. Catholic.
Name them.
Somehow
we were not satisfied. But one day, when this flashed before us, we said, that's what I was looking for. That's what I wanted. And in eternity, God,
Mwari,
potential God,
Mwari,
had
Mwari,
in him
Mwari,
the kind of bride that he wanted.
Anga aine mhando yemwenga yaida.
I want to say,
ndodaunditi,
if you were not there,
kana wanga usiko,
in his description,
mutsanangudzo yake,
in his mind,
mupfungwa yake,
of what that kind of bride should be. When he makes a proposal, you will not be able to accept that proposal. Now the reason why today, Now the reason why today you accepted this proposal is because you fit the description that was in the mind of God before the world began. And the prophet tells us this message will fall into the hands of the predestinated. Predestinated. Thank you. Finally. He missed it, but I believe he's predestinated. Amen. Now the reason why you received the message of the hour is because you are predestinated seed of God. And you were in the mind of God before the world began. So far together. Thank you, brothers. You did your prophecies. Very well. Amen. Let's move. Identification. Paragraph 77. Look. To show it's the ones that he thought of, his thoughts is the Christian of today.
Tarisa, kuti aratidze kuti ava ndova akafano funga. Fungwa dzake ndiye muKristu wanhasi.
Before the world began,
nyika isati yavambwa,
when God thought,
Mwari paakafunga,
what were his thoughts?
Fungwa dzake dzaimbovei.
His thoughts were me.
Fungwa dzake dzanga dziri ini.
He was not thinking about me.
Anga asiri kufunga pamusoro pangu.
I was the thought.
Ndini ndaive pfungwa yacho ndakasiri kufungwa.
He thought about you.
Akafunga pamusoro pako.
Not about, but you were the thoughts.
Asi ndiwe pfungwa yacho.
In the mind of God before the world began. Yanga iri
mupfungwa yaMwari nyika isati yavambwa.
Just keep this background. It helps as we go along. He says the thoughts before the foundation of the world. I think we are moving now. Let's go. Paul Mawem. Locust, kangaroo, and caterpillar. Paragraph 181. What is a word?
Shokochi.
Because we see the word here.
Shokopanabu.
What is a word?
Shokochi.
Is a thought.
Ipungwa.
A word is a thought expressed.
Shoko ipungwa inenge yaiswa pachena.
John saw the word.
John wakaona shoko.
But before John saw that, Paul saw God making selections out of his thoughts.
Asisure kwazvo Paul angaona Mwari vachiita sananguro kubva mupfungwa dzavo.
And predestinating the selected thoughts that he had picked from eternity.
Achimba afano temera pfungwa idzi dzanga asanangura nyika isati yavambwa.
And those thoughts became word.
Pfungwa idzi dzakava shoko panapa.
And those words,
shoko iri,
were expressed.
Ndokumva raratidzwa.
So Brother Moses
saw
the expressed word.
Vakazoona shoko raiswa pachena.
Brother John saw the thought expressed.
Brother John vakaona pfungwa yaiswa pachena.
As word.
Ya pfungwa yaiswa pachena yashoko.
Brother Paul saw the thoughts that were selected and predestined to be material later on.
Brother Paul ndokuona pfungwa dzanga dzakafano temerwa kunzi idzi dzichazoitwa zvinobatika mbai mbai.
From eternity.
Kubva muzienda nakuenda.
I hope you are following me.
Ndichidaira kuti muri kufamba tese.
But Brother Branham,
as a Brother Branham,
did not only see the thoughts selected.
Havana ngoona pfungwa idzanga dzakasananguwa.
He saw the totality of the thoughts of God in eternity.
Vakaona huzere hwepfungwa dzaMwari dziri muzienda nakuenda.
And who was that?
Angari ani?
That was me.
Angari ini.
That was my friend there.
Yangari shamwari yangu iyo.
If you are in the office studying,
kana uri mu office uchinzvera,
you will put your hands in your pocket.
Unomboisa maoko ako muhomwe.
And start tapping the ground.
Wombotanga kumbotsika tsika pasi.
Thank you, Lord.
Uri ndokutenda ishe.
I was there.
Ndakanga ndiriko.
That's the reason I am today the way I am.
Ndochikonzero ndiri zvandiri nhasi.
So the man who was furthest in time,
munhu anga ari kure kure munguva,
let's throw it and say the man who was furthest was here.
Ngatiti munhu anga ari kure kure anga ari panapa.
Our prophet Elijah of the day.
Prophet Elijah wezuva redu.
He's the one who was able to see.
Ndiye wakakwanisa kunyatsoona.
With amazing clarity.
Nekuona kwakajeka kunoshamisa.
Beyond his predecessors.
Kudarika vakafano mutangira.
You know, when you are close to something, you are bound to see it better. That's what we think.
Isusu sevanhu tinofungidzira kuti kana uri pedyo nechinhu unochiona zviri nani.
In a way, that's correct.
Neimwe nzira ichokwadi chocho.
But this man is very far.
Asi uyu murume uyu ari kure kure.
And he sees very far also.
Obva aona kure kure sawo.
And he clarifies for this man that it's not this beginning that really matters.
Odyatsojekesera vamwe varume ava kuti sandi mavambo aya akanyanya kukosha.
Neither this nor this.
Kana mavambo aya kana mavambo aya.
But before this, that and the other came into being, there is something that matters way back.
Pane chimwe chinhu chakakosha chiri kumasure.
Because that which is way back is what has brought about all this that you are talking about.
Nekuti ichi chiri kumasure ichi ndo chakaunza ichi neichi neichi amuri kutaura.
Let's take it.
Tizvitore takadai.
Why does this last man see clearer than this man in between?
Koseiko uyu murume ari kupedzisira achiona zvakajeka kudarika vamwe varume vari pakati apa.
I wish you have still been standing, but it's okay. We have the picture in our mind.
Tane picture yenyu mupfungwa dzedu.
What makes him see better?
Chii chiri kuita kuti murume ari uku aone
zvirinani. These men are prophets as much as he is a prophet.
Ava varume vaprofita, iyewo muprofita.
But what makes him see?
Chii chiri kuita kuti aone.
Way better than these other three.
Kudarika vamwe varume vatatu ava.
If you run a week,
kana
tikatedza
viki,
where do we start today?
Totanga rini? Na
Sunday is the first day of the week.
Shona ndozvara kutanga mviki.
You run up to
so swika pamugovera.
Saturday is here.
Mugovera uri pano.
If you cross,
kana ukapiga up,
where are you?
Wakupi ukayambuka?
Back to
wadzoka ku Sunday.
Sunday. So what does this prophet do?
Saka profita uyu ari kuitei?
He has no problems looking way into eternity.
Haana dambudziko rekuona seri kuzienana kuenda uko.
No.
Kwete.
He knows where I am.
Ari kutoziva kuti paari.
I am leaning against eternity.
Ndakatozembera zienana kuenda
nacho. It was there.
Raka ririko.
But it's right here with me.
Uye riri pano futi
neni. No, he doesn't look this direction.
Saka hatarisi uku.
He just peeps across.
Anongodongorera.
And he says, I see in eternity this and this and this. Because he's very close to eternity. So he says, before Moses beginning, before John's beginning, before Paul's beginning, I will tell you what was before that. He just picks it. And he shows it to us. So clear. That's why when we hear the prophet talking, you hear him telling you, you know, I want to speak about what was at the back part of God's mind before the world began. Where does he get the audacity and the courage to stand and tell a generation what was in the mind of God?
Not only in
the mind of God, but at the back part of it. This man never went to school enough. How come he can challenge PhDs and LLDs and DDs? He has no problem with studying books. No. With him, it's not about studying books. With his special sight, he only peeps into eternity. And God shows him everything. And he stands knowing where he is standing on. That's why one day he was trapped into a meeting at a hotel. And about 2 weeks before that day came, I believe it was Tommy Hicks. And he told him, the place you booked for, we are not going to be using that. It will be, I think it was a brown room. He said, it will be a brown room. And so will be there. And so will be there. And also so and so will be there. Says, but it's already finalized the bookings with the hotel, so it's confirmed. He said, confirmation or no confirmation, never mind. We are not going to be using that
room.
And he says, so-and-so, dressed in such a suit, will be seated next to so-and-so, who will be dressed like this, who will sit next to so-and-so. And he drew the whole picture to this man. 2 weeks down the line, the date came along and they went to the
hotel.
And the prophet was also there. They wanted to ask him on his teachings on three things. Seven seed, water baptism, and Godhead. And yet they had pretended it was going to be a meal of fellowship and so
on.
They come along to the reception. And the receptionist says,
receptionist,
we are sorry, sir. It was an omission that we did. The room that you were booked for is an orchestra that's playing in there. We are sorry, so we have to move you to another
room.
So this man said, point number one. They moved to the
room.
It was brown. Point number two. The men who were spelled out to be coming, one by one, they came in the attire that was described 2 weeks back. A third one has come through. He waited for them to come in and take their seats. According to the description, PhD so-and-so was seated in his described or prescribed suit.
PhD ningi. Vangagara vakapfeka sutu yavo ipapo ipapo.
And next to him was DD so-and-so in his prescribed suit.
Ningi ari kutevera DD ningi aine sutu yake iyoyo.
Until all of them sat in the places.
Kusvikira vese vagara munzvimbo dzavo dziya dzakaonekwa.
Came the time for introductions.
Nova yasvika nguva yekuzivisa varipo.
I am DD so and so.
Dini DD ningi.
I'm PhD so and so.
Dini PhD ningi.
I'm LLD so and so.
Dini LLD ningi.
And the short man.
Murume mfupiwe.
It makes me think of my friend.
Zoida andifunge shamwari yangu.
The short man.
Murume mfupiwe.
Rose.
Akasimuka.
Says, I'm Brother Branham.
Akati ndini Brother Branham.
And back into his city.
Ndobva adzokera zvakinobvagara pasi.
That man who was met, I think it was Tommy Hicks, was met 2 weeks before, was the first to stand up and say, gentlemen, if this man did not tell me about what I am seeing right now, every bit, then I too am not standing where I am standing. So you want to be careful what you are going to say to this man, because he knows where he is standing.
ngwarirai zvese zvamuchada kutaurira murume uyu nekuti paamire murume uyu ari kunyatsopaziya zvakajeka.
My brother,
hapa yangu.
My sister,
hazvanzi yangu.
This man,
uyu murume uyu.
My brother, come. This just come stand there. This man, Elijah of our day.
Uyu murume uyu Elia wezuva redu.
He has prescribed to us.
Wakatinyorera akatipa kwatiri.
The proposal letters.
Samba dzekupuwa shoko rerudo.
Which if we accept,
rekuti kana tikagamuchira,
we will not be shaken by winds that blow about.
Hatizunguzwi nemhepo dzinouya.
Even if clouds would form in the sky,
kunyangwe makore akadonha kubva kudenga,
would form,
o makore akaumbika mudenga,
and literal cats and dogs fall from the clouds.
Kumba kwanaya zvemazviro kwazvo kiti nembwa dzichidonha kubva kudenga.
Not rain,
kwete mvura.
Literal cats and literal
kiti dzemazviro kwazvo chaidzo nembwa,
they fall,
dzodonha kubva kudenga.
From the cloud.
Zvichibva makore.
If you have accepted this message,
kana uchingogamuchira shoko iri,
you are sure footed.
Unenge wakadzika.
You are so anchored.
Wakanyatoroverwa
hoko. There is no power.
Hapana simba.
In hell or from anywhere.
Riri kubva kugena kana kwekunhu.
That can shake you from the ground upon which you are planted.
Rinogona kukuzunguza pawakadzimikidzwa.
So the passing of our pastor,
nokudaro kuenda kwemufudzi wedu,
should not shake you, my brother, my sister.
Hakugoni kukuzunguza hama.
It must strengthen you.
Zvinofanirwa kukusimbisa.
And give you an anchor.
Zvokupa hoko.
Which when winds blow.
Yakuti kana mhepo dzikafufuta.
When men will talk.
Kana vanhu vakataura.
It goes through one ear and flies out through the other.
Zvinopinda nebuda imwe nzeve zvobuda nekokoko.
You know the God you have believed in.
Unoziya Mwari wawakatenda.
You know the eternity that he talks about.
Unoziya zenda nakuenda raari kutaura nezvavo.
It's not that far.
Harisi kure kure uko.
That eternity is just next door.
Zvienda nakuenda riri padhuze
naye. And where is our pastor this morning?
Pastor wedu aripi
izvezvi? He's not way in eternity.
Hazi kure kure uko.
He's next to us.
Ari pedyo pedyo nesu apa.
Amen. May God help us.
Dai Mwari vatibatsira.
A word is a thought expressed. Let's move.
Shoko ipfungwa inenge yaiswa pachena.
Prophet Elijah.
Tokutendai Prophet Elijah.
Amen. Now, he says, when he spoke and said, let him come.
Pakataura akati regai auye.
I come. Handizvioni zvandikuverenga.
Hanzi tiisirei uko zviverengwe nevamwe.
Tingoverenga tisedu. He says, when he spoke and said, let him come.
Pakataura akati mutenderei auye.
I come.
Ndino akati ngauye ndinouya.
Ah, ndakatobva ndauya.
Ndakabva ndauya.
Right? When he says, let him come again.
Paanoti futi ngauye zvakare.
I will come again.
Ndinouya zvakare.
What is that?
Chinova chi?
A word.
Ishoko.
Which has been expressed.
Rinenge raiswa pachena.
And William Branham comes.
William Branham umba auya.
He becomes substance.
Umba ava chinhu chinobatika.
We can measure him.
Tinogona kutomuyera.
We can talk to him.
Tigotaura naye.
We can handle him.
Tigomubata.
He is substance.
Chinodova chinhu chinobatika.
He says, he said, let him come and I come.
Akati regai auye ini ndikauya.
So he dies and goes.
Umba afa umba aenda.
Like our pastor has come and gone.
Sezvakaita mfudzi wedu akauya akaenda.
But that man tells us.
Asi murume uyu ari kutiudza.
He says when he says let him come again.
Panozoti regai auye zvakare.
I will come again.
Inini ndichauya zvakare.
He said let there be hama blessing chesa.
Iye akati ngapave nahama blessing chesa.
And I met him.
Ndoma ndakasangana naye.
I greeted him.
Ndikamukwazisa so.
We became friends.
Tikatova shamwari.
What was he?
Ari chi?
God's spoken word.
Rangariri shoko ra mwari rakataurwa.
Oh yes. When a thought
fungwa
becomes word,
fungwa paino wa shoko,
it doesn't end there.
Ai gubi papa.
That word expressed becomes
shoko iri raiswa pachena ka rinova chinhu chinobatika.
Munhu uyo wataitombundikira.
He is a real man that we would really hug.
God bless you, servant of the Lord. How we enjoyed your sermon today. I tell you, you were speaking to me. You don't know my life, but you were word for word tracking my life. A substantive man. But he was thought
as if I were fungwa
in eternity.
Fungwa muzienda na kuenda.
Became word.
Ndokuve shoko.
Let there be.
Ngapavepo.
Through holy word lock, Hama Blessing Chesa became.
Kuburikidza nemuchato wababa namai, Hama Blessing Chesa ndokuvepo.
Let him come.
Ngavuye.
And he came.
Ndokuuya.
And the prophet says,
Prophet anoti,
when God says, let him come again,
Mwaribano zoti, ngauye shakare.
What will happen?
Chichinaitika.
Hama Blessing Chesa will
Hama
Blessing come
Chesa.
Again.
Uno zoka shakare.
The fact that he came first time is proof that when God says again, let him come again, he has to come.
Nyaya yekuti akatombo uya pekutanga anzi ngauye. Ndo inotizivisa kuti akanzi ngauye futi.
Because he became when God said, let there be. So when God repeats that, then the resurrection takes place. And he comes again.
So why then do we say he's dead?
Isaiah 55 says,
Isaiah 55 in it,
when I sent the word,
pandino tuma shoko,
it is a capacity within itself.
Rine kukwanisa mariri.
It is an inbuilt dynamics within itself.
Rine simba rakavakirwa mariri.
If God says, let there be,
kana mwari vakati ngapare,
where is there? Take this part and let it be there.
Ngatiti nguva yacho iri kurehwa ndiri panapa.
Let there be.
Ngapave.
A crow.
Pave negungu.
That word,
shoko iroro,
will travel.
Rino famba
from God who has spoken.
Kubva kuna Mwari wari taura.
Until it gets there.
Kusvika rasvika panapa.
And when it gets here, it starts working on itself, transforming itself into a crow. I hope you follow me. That word will not go back to God before it becomes a crow. If that word should go back to God, it will go back to God flying. Because it has to be there, a crow. And it want to go back to its origin. It's no longer a word. It will be a flying
crow.
And if this message came to you and me, and it is supposed to make a word bright, it will not go back to him the way it came as a word. It will come back after it has reached there. Let there be a bride. 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 When that word
go back to him. It will be a bright walking. Word bright walking. That's what we are here for.
Because
the reason the word is ministered to us. Take the word. That word which became flesh will become flesh in you. And it becomes an expressed word. It becomes living. It becomes substance. I hope you are together with me.
You know, these things, I really enjoy them, Brother Jen. I enjoy these things.
So when you come to church, don't sit and reason around. Because you are dodging what the word must do when it gets there to you. It's to your disadvantage. It's you who is losing out. Because this word must be a human being. Betting his eyes, her eyes. This. Where it talks about dressing, we don't want to describe. Sorry, my sister, just come here. Just come. She happens to be standing, so. Right? Sisters, dress modestly. That's the word. But when you look at that,
I think I'll start saying.
Is that a word?
It's okay.
It's now flesh.
Ranyama.
Thank you, sister.
My dear, you can I pass?
That's some bonnet of a parade, no parade.
Let's not bother these women by preaching.
That's an isa parade, no parade.
Okay, let's not bother the preachers by preaching.
When the word says something,
can I show you what I'm preaching?
Just take your life. Throw it into that word. And you will see how that word will transform you into itself. When he is coming to rapture his church, what is he coming for?
He
is coming for a word bride. Maroma hana chance.
The Roman Catholics don't even stand a chance.
Nokuti chakabva kuna Mwari haisi Roma.
Because what came from God is not Roma, Roman Catholic.
Mawisiri. Sorry.
Mawisiri. We feel pity for them.
Nokuti kuna Mwari hakuna kumbobva wisiri.
Because the Wesleyan ways never came from the Lord.
My apology, I'm talking too much.
Mondregere ndotaurisa.
I'm just trying to lay a background so that it becomes easier for us. When we go
out.
It has to be word upon word upon word. Because that's what was thought. Those thoughts were not Methodist. Those thoughts were word. This is the reason. If you pray for the sick and they get you, fine, but watch and see if that word which was thought is now living through your life.
Icho kwani hongu ukanamatira vanorwara vakapora zvakanaka. Asi chaunofanga kutarisa ndechekuti shoko riri kuzvirarama here mauri.
That's the main thing.
Ndochim chakakoshesesa.
Today we are happy. We rejoice not because our pastor cast out evil spirits. We don't celebrate because he prayed for the sick and the God healed. No. We are saying what God spoke And said, let there be.
Vakati ngapare.
That word. When it got to him, it transformed him into itself. And the life we read out of his life was the word which was thought in God.
Amen.
Amen.
May God help us.
Mwari watibatsire.
Shall we just move on a little bit? We're just laying a background.
Tungwe saneyo.
Foma. I'm wondering whether to continue or to stop here.
Tungwe zvibvunza zvangu ndifambire mberi here kana ndimire pano.
Let me try to get an answer from the expressions on your faces.
Zviso zvenyu ndo zvichandipa mhinduro yokumira kana kufambira mberi.
Because if I say should I continue, everybody will say yes.
Nekuti ndikaenda zvekukubvunza ivese munoti amen, continue.
When actually
asi pachokwadi.
You can finish off. Amen. Just a little bit. Questions and answers.
5307:29.
The prophet says,
Prophet Anoti,
the first creation was God Himself.
Chisikwa kusikwa kwekutanga kwanga kuri Mwari pachavo.
Chisikwa chokutanga
kwanga ari Mwari pachavo.
Chisikwa chokutanga.
The first creation.
It reminds me of the time when I was about 8 to 10 years. I was herding cattle out in the bush. And for some unknown reason, I began to think about myself. I thought, who am I? Where am I coming from? Where am I going to? What is this earth? What shall the end of all these things be? The questions were so monstrous to me, I didn't want to entertain them. I pushed them aside. But now I understand why I thought like that. I believe one or two have questions like that. How did this all begin?
How did it all begin? That which is there now, how did it all begin?
Amen. He says the first creation was God Himself. Then out of God came the Logos, which was the Son of God. Then out of the Logos, which was the Word. In the beginning, he's quoting John now. John 1.
Pamavambo. Vakutaura John 1.
After the brackets. Out of the Logos came forth the man.
Kubva Logos muchiedza ichi makabuda munhu.
That's a summary. That's a summary.
Ikai ndo inongova pfupiso yezvakaitika.
Now, as we move a little bit slowly, I want to just look for an opening where I can close off it.
Then.
So in eternity,
he
says there was God Himself who is the first creation. But we know then he was not yet God because there was nothing to worship
him.
So how did God exist? How did he become?
Vakambovepo sei.
There was nothing.
Pakapasina chinhu.
There was no air.
Pakapasina mhepo.
There was no space.
Pakapasina nzvimbo.
There was no time.
Pakapasina nguva.
There was no darkness, no light.
Pakapasina rima uye futi pasina chiedza.
Out there,
ikoko,
in eternity,
muzienda na kuyenda,
And then the prophet tells us.
Prophet anotiudza.
He just looks across.
Anongodongorera parutivi paka.
Because the beginning and the end have met.
Nekuti mavambo nemagumo zvasangana ka.
So he just looks at this.
Saka iye arungotarisa zvake parutivi.
This is God.
Mwari uyu.
He existed of his own accord.
Why zviraramira nokuda kwake?
Wakavapo nokuda kwake. He is self-existing.
Ndimwari ari kurarama nokuda kwake.
Yeah. And that's a mouthful.
Mashoko makukuti.
Okay. In another expression, the prophet tells us he desired to exist, then he existed.
In one place, prophet Amanotz, Mwari vakada kuvepo ndokubva vavapo.
But how did he desire before he was there?
Asika vakamboshuva sei kuvepo ivo vakavasati vavapo.
Don't ask me that question. I don't know. The prophet many times will be welcome to the pulpit by the song Only Believe.
Mprofita kakawanda vaichingamidzwa kuya kupulpi neruyo
Only Believe.
Iwewe tenda chete.
The God part
chikamu chekuva mwari
is the thing that caused God to desire before he existed.
Ndochinu chakaita kuti mwari vashuve ivo vasati vavapo.
You can laugh at me if you want.
Munogona kundiseka kana muchida.
And you would be right.
Unekodzero yekutiseka.
Because even to me, it doesn't make sense.
Kana kwandirika hazvinzwisisike.
But he desired to exist and then existed.
Asi akashuva kuvepo ndokuvepo.
And that was happening in eternity.
Zvai zvaitika muzienda nakuenda. Don't even ask me after service because I can't explain it.
Take this analogy, Brother
Ben.
If you put an end next to you and start explaining,
you
say, now, Mr. End, I want to explain to you the chemistry and the physics and the laws that govern the flying of a rocket to the moon.
Ndinako kutsanangurirai mitemo yephysics, chemistry, neimwe mitemo inoita kuti chitundumusere musere chigone kufamba kusvika muchadenga.
And the little end will nod his head and say, okay, go ahead.
Svosve rinoti famirai mberi vakuru.
And then you start explaining.
Wotsanangurira svosve iri.
And you see the little end nodding and say, oh,
ona svosve iri chiti, oh,
I see.
Ah, no, ndabata.
Oh, yes, I get you.
Ah, no,
that's true.
Ichokwadi.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah,
correct.
Ah, no, magona.
There is one thing true about it.
Pane chinhu chechokwadi chiri kuitika ipapo.
It is lying.
Svosve.
It's lying. It will never understand that. And yet those things are true. The rocket flies to the moon. That's the way it is with our little mind. We cannot understand God desiring to exist before he exists. We have to believe. May God help us. Amen. So out of God came the Logos, which was the Son of God. Oh my, and out of the Logos came forth the man. We'll pick it by the grace of the Lord as we go on, not today.
Because we may not leave this place.
Right, questions and answers, 57, 1007, paragraph 99. He says, nothing existed before him.
Hapana chakamutangira kurarama.
He was all the existence there ever was.
Ndiye anga ari zvose zvairarama panguva iyoyo.
Yes. Anything that was existing,
chese chairarama,
by whatever means it existed, that was God.
Ne mhando ipi kana nzira ipi yairarama nacho chinhu ichocho chaka chiri Mwari.
Self existence one
anozviraramira nokuda kwake.
And he gives him a name.
Omba ampa zita iyeye.
El
Ela, Elohim.
Umbanzi, El, Ela, Elohim.
Moses says in the beginning, God.
Moses anoti pakutanga Mwari.
John in the beginning, Word, which became God.
John anoti pakutanga Shoko Mwari.
Paul says, inside God, He chose us and predestined us before the world began, but He was God.
Paul anoti pakutanga muna Mwari akafanira kuti temera akatisarudza.
But the last man, who looks through and past all this, says before he was God, he was called El, Ela, Elohim.
Ombati asati akunzi Mwari, ainzi El, Ela, Elohim, Elohim.
You know, the question that I say, don't ask me.
Mibunzo yada boti musandivunza.
If you meet Pastor Chesa, ask him. He has the answers.
Now he's got all the answers.
But this side,
in
terms of that, but now he knows as he is known. That's a deep level of being understood. Amen. Nothing existed before him. Let's move
on.
Meanwhile, I'm watching for a loophole where I can just close
it.
He was all the existence there ever was. Self-existence one.
El Elohim.
Means the all-sufficient,
all-powerful,
almighty,
self-existent
one. Inizwangu. Dio Oga, Brother Ben.
Brother Ben, Inizwangu.
Inizwangu. I think let's end with this one that I'm about to read. The Word became flesh in their trip report. 54:1003M. The Bible said, let this mind that was in Christ be in you. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Like God said, let there be a world.
Let there be a world.
Before it could be a word,
it
had to be a thought. So God in the creation created the world by his thought first.
Nokudaro pakusika. Mwari vakasika pasi rose nepfungwa yavo kutanga.
I don't
want this to fly over our heads.
Taverenga.
We've read.
Sister Mawango, taverenga.
Sister Mawango, taverenga.
Mwari pakutanga achisika.
God in the beginning when he was created.
How did he create?
Wakambosika sei.
He created the world by his
wakasika pasi rose.
Thought first.
Nepfungwa yake kutanga.
Don't try to understand it.
It's
very clear.
Zviripa chena.
That young man looking for a wife. Can you connect it?
Munogona kuzvibatanidza here?
He has his preconceived idea and image and manner and type of a wife in him.
Unotova nepfungwa yake iri maari yakaumbwa yemhando.
He's moving around.
Ari kufamba.
Until. And only until he gets that same picture personified before him, the hand continues to be on.
Kusvikiraka pfungwa iyaya iri maari aiona iri pamberi pake iri munyama acharamba achitsvaka.
Until the image that stands before him fits what is in his mind.
Mufananidzo umire mberi kwake waidondana nepfungwa dzake.
So what am I saying?
Saka ndiri kuti
I'm saying what the prophet has said here.
Ndiri kutaura zvataurwa neprofita.
Before this world is as it is today, it had to be like that in the mind of God first before it became what it is now.
Yaifanirwa kumbotanga yaita zvairi nhasi mupfungwa dzamwari kutanga isati yapano.
Before I preached this message to you,
ndizanda paridza mharidzo iyi kwamuri.
I preached it.
Ndabotanga ndaiparidza mupfungwa pangu.
In my mind. Before a robber goes to rob a bank,
mbavha isati yaenda kunoba mubank.
It was a thought in him.
Yanga iri pfungwa maari.
It became word.
Ndokutova shoko panapo.
I must go and rob.
Ndofanga kuenda kunoba.
Then it became man.
Ndokutova chiitiko panapo.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Murikuteera kazvandirikutaura.
So God in the creation created the world by his thought first.
Saka Mwari pakusika vakasika nyika nepfungwa dzavo kutanga.
Then spoke it.
Ndokumva vazozvitaura.
And the thought expressed became material.
Pfungwa iyoyo yaiswa pachena yakazova chinhu chinobatika.
Before God was God, he had a thought.
Mwari vasati vaMwari vanga vaine pfungwa.
And he picked some of the thoughts and predestinated those thoughts.
Ndokumva vatora dzimwe pfungwa idzodzo ndokufanira dzitevera.
And he spoke those words.
Ndokumva vataura mashoko.
Those thoughts were expressed as word.
Pfungwa idzi ndokumva dzataurwa semashoko.
And because they were word,
nekuti anga mashoko,
they became material.
Akazova chinobatikapo.
Thoughts.
Pfungwa.
Paul in Ephesians 1.
Paulo muna Ephesians 1.
The selected thoughts.
Pfungwa dzakasanangurwa.
Were spoken.
Ndokumva dzataurwa.
In John 1.
Muna John 1.
The selected thoughts that were spoken as word.
Pfungwa dziya dzanga dzakasanangurwa ndokubva dzataurwa seshoko.
Became substance.
Ndokumva dzava chinobatika.
That's Genesis 1.
Ndo Genesis 1.
Do we follow something?
Tiri kubata chimwe chinhu here.
God bless you.
Isa kuropafadzei.
Shall we stand to our feet?
Tisimukei netsoka dzedu.
My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Across yonder we have our pastor waiting for us.
Kumhiri ikokoko. Tine mufudzi wedu akatimirira ikoko.
Before we ask Brother Shamba to come and close in a word of prayer,
satakumbira kuti Brother Shamba auye ativharire nemunamata.
Just want to sing that one.
Tsvakango imba rumbo iroro.
Me, I feel like traveling on.
Inini ndiri kutodzwa kuda kufambira mberi.
I will tell you one thing.
Ndoda kudzai chimwe chinhu.
One day,
rimwe zuva,
I will meet Blessing Chesa.
Ndichasangana naye Blessing Chesa.
And almost shake his hand.
Ndotopota ndamubata ruoko.
But before I do,
ndisandadaro,
I will be translated.
Neniwo ndireke ndatosandurwa.
Within 30 to 40 days.
Pakati pe mazuva
we move around like a
tichafamba sepfu
a thought
sepfungwa.
That's what we were.
Ndozva tangatiri.
That's what we want to be.
Ndozva tiruda kunge tiri.
And through this way
kuburikidza neshoko iri
we will go back where we were.
Tichadzokera kwatangatiri. Kudzokera mupfungwa dzamwari.
From eternity
kubva muzena nakuenda.
We are sure.
Tine chokwadi
to go back.
Chekudzokera.
Amen. Yes, my brother, sing it for
me. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel